So, in addition to celebrating the feasts, you also want to celebrate the seasons of the church year with the students. And of course, the first season that we enter into a couple months actually after school has begun is the season of Advent. Now, I took that opportunity as Advent began to teach the children about the whole liturgical year. And I had, during my teaching years, I had two different kinds of liturgical year calendars. The first one was just very simple, just a circle cutout that I had made into a kind of pie chart that showed the different seasons and color coded and showed them and how big they were and how many weeks they lasted. And then later I had a more elaborate felt calendar that someone had seen in a magazine and made for me. But either way, it was a visual way to show them of what we're entering into as we enter the church year. And then I would go through the seasons, showing them how it taught us all of salvation history, all that we read about in the Bible is basically put into that church year that we celebrate each year, and we live that again. So during Advent, it's like we're going through the Old Testament preparing for the coming of Christ. And then, of course, at Christmas, he comes. And he grows up, I always teach, he grows up very quickly, and within a couple weeks, there he is getting baptized at the age of 30. And then for the weeks of, now it used to be, you know, when I was very young, the weeks between that now have become ordinary time, the first weeks of ordinary time, were called the weeks of Epiphany, which I sort of liked because I feel like during that time, Jesus is being manifested. He's going, he's starting to preach and becoming known and starting to teach, and we read about that. So that's sort of like what I picture that part of the church year, Jesus is spreading his word. But then, of course, when Lent begins, well, we relive his hard times, his passion, and we enter into that with him. And then really leading up to Holy Week, where we go through all of the passion with him, and he's buried, and we're so sad. But then on Easter, he rises, and we celebrate that. And for the 40 days, the 50 days of the Easter season, we think of Jesus visiting the apostles and teaching them, but we also read about the Acts of the apostles and how they spread. They were filled with joy and spread the good news. And then on Pentecost, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. And throughout the whole summer and fall, during those years, those weeks of ordinary time used to be called the weeks of Pentecost, which again, I like that image of how the Holy Spirit filled all the believers and we spread the good news throughout the world. That's what we're doing right now. We're part of that mystery. Because then at the very end of the church year, the last Sunday of the church year, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And it's like at the end of time where Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. But the beautiful thing, and this is where we enter into the actual lesson about Advent, is the overlap of the Feast of Christ the King with the Advent season. Because during Advent, we don't only prepare for the coming of Jesus at Christmas. And I write this on the board I have, that during Advent, we prepare for three comings of Christ. Number one, of course, we think of his coming at Christmas. But number two, we are preparing also for his coming at the end of time. And then number three, we prepare for his coming in grace to us each day, both in Holy Communion, but also in grace he comes and helps us. Now, then I would have them, especially older students, take a missalette and look at the prayers during Advent, or I would read them some different prayers during Advent. And then they would notice that one prayer is talking about him coming at the end of time. And then other prayers, as you get further on in Advent, they're more focused on his coming at Christmas. But that is part of my, Advent lesson, to teach them to look for those three comings. And isn't it interesting, you know, how the church year, we think of his coming at the end of time on Christ the King, but then that's the focus during Advent as well. Now, practices during Advent, of course, you want to have an Advent wreath and some Advent prayers in the classroom. And then there's the Jesse tree, which goes through the various symbols of the Old Testament, which foreshadowed our Lord. And then towards the end of Advent, there are some prayers called the O Antiphons. And they also have symbols which foreshadow Christ. Pictures, names for God, which foreshadow the coming of Christ. So those three things, you can look those up. I'm sure there are many ideas I've made up certain ones that I use with my classroom. And also during Advent, the joyful mysteries of the Rosary are very, very good to pray and ponder with the children. You want to keep the sense of the season, of course, during Advent, and you don't celebrate Christmas at all. You don't sing any Christmas songs. Well, sometimes you have to if you're preparing a Christmas program. And also right before Christmas, of course, you're going to have to celebrate probably with the students, even though it's not really officially Christmas. So during that time, you can also, if you are teaching art or you're doing projects, you can do projects with those various things, the Jesse tree, the Advent wreath, and the O Antiphons. So those are just ideas for Advent.